that's Morgan Wallen that flipped the piano. And you know I love the man. I love Morgan Wallen. He was on a stage in Denver, and the piano, I guess, malfunctioned or in some way. And so he got up and finished Sand in My Boots, which is my favorite. He finished it a cappella, and then at the end went over and just flipped the piano over. I was okay with the a cappella version. That's how good Morgan Wallen is.
They said the a cappella's better.
Yeah. And he flipped over. I mean, he's at the Broncos Stadium, mm-hmm. so it's got 100,000 people there. And yeah. He flipped it over.
I feel like his tour guys probably do what I do when you get mad and have an outburst like that. And they're all in their earphones. They're just like, all right, just let him have it. Okay, let him do his little thing for a minute. We'll pick it back up. It's fine.
In one version of the video, someone said, he's so dramatic.
Very.
That's
yeah.
really true, isn't it? Do you know, I didn't know this. They were comparing it to a Billy Joel outburst. Billy Joel was playing in Moscow in 1987. And he's playing a song, and apparently the lighting instructor, whoever's doing the lighting, has lit the audience. It's not like total darkness out there. So Billy Joel can see the audience. And as he sings the song, he's like, stop lighting the audience. I mean, he's like in tune to it.
I'm gonna take control and get a hold of my emotions. Stop lighting the audience. Why does it always seem to hit me in the middle of the night? Stop it. Told me there's a number I can always dial. Let me do my show, for Christ's sake. Just a fantasy. Oh, it's not working. Sometimes a fantasy.
The piano flip, and he just everything, and he still sings. He just keeps on going. He flipped the piano, got up, just kept on singing.
That's from a great documentary about
what was
I've
that?
Seen it, and he is very dramatic in it. And yeah. I always pictured some Russian guy backstage just with a cigarette hanging out of his mouth, like, okay, I like that dude. Because it's in Moscow.
Yes, it is.
And he's screaming at someone who probably knows no English, and he's just like, okay, little man's flip piano.
Don't you like how he kept on with yeah. the song?
I want a studio version of that
That's
song.
Pretty good.
It's actually a great documentary about him going over there.
Yeah.
And it's hilarious, though, because it's so Morgan Wallen, the same thing, where it's like, all right, have your moment. Calm
yeah.
down.
Yeah, and just be done with. But the Billy Joel was like, and he was smashing yeah. all the mic stands and everything while he was
doing it. Stop lighting the audience. Why does it always seem to hit me in the middle of the night?
Good job, Mr. Joel.
I think you're right. I don't know if they understood what he's saying. I bet they turned the lights up.
Well, later, like,
he wants more lights, more lights.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, he's trying to, I think he's performing for the documentary too, because later he's like, I got to do my show my way. And everyone's like, man, okay.
Like, they show the audience. Fully lit. They were like, they were loving it.
Oh, yeah, they didn't care.
And he's flipping over all
this. Yeah, does the audience know what he's even singing? Or are they like, oh, this is part of the show. This is awesome.
They loved it. I mean, they love every, of course, because at the time, this was, you know, breaking down the wall, man.
See, if he speaks all English, of course, and they speak nothing but Russian, they still get into it. They, you know, they when they're playing overseas.
It's amazing, yeah. I mean, way more, we don't. Here in our country, we don't learn your language.
Well, we do. I mean, with K-pop, I mean, I listen to plenty of K-pop, and it's none of it's in like.
Is it not?
They have some songs that like BTS. They have some songs completely in English, but I have some of their songs that are all in Korean.
Really?
Yeah.
And you still like them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not. I mean, I'm not going to learn how to speak Korean.
Right.
But
I mean, they don't speak English.
We'll take music and be okay, but we will not learn like a language.
No.
But if you, I think we will like. I mean, what's his name? Who just did the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah, I know.
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Yeah, I mean, people love his music. I have no clue what it's saying.
No, that's right. He's like the number one selling artist. Even in the United States, he does very well, I'm sure.
But in other countries, I will say, they will learn the lyrics and sing along.
Do they learn the lyrics and sing along? We're not going to learn Spanish.
No.
But La Bamba did.
That's our one.
That but and most Macarena.
Of us, but most of us do the same thing.
Macarena, I did. Yeah. Once I mean, a decade.
Learned the whole dance.
We learned the dance. I did learn the dance. I could do. I could do it in the 90s. And La Bamba now I can do it.
Well, we all do the same thing. Da, 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 and we don't know anything past that. That's it.
Well,
and we don't even know what the beginning is. We just say.
Wait, I mean, are those all, not the words?
No, we all do it.
Wait a minute now. I happened to be in Spanish class when the song came out. I was a senior in high school, and the song came out. And then we had to learn it for class.
Yeah.
And it was, yo no soy marinero. That means I'm not a bad sailor. It's about yeah. sailing and
shit.
Let
me hear play some.
Yeah, I am. That's our one. If he yelled, stop lighting the audience in Spanish, we'd probably turn the lights out. La luz, la luz! Yeah. That's what he'd be saying. That means I'm not a bad soul sailor. I'm the captain.
Yeah,
I'm the captain.
I wonder if anyone just starts yelling this as the cartel has him hanging upside down. From a bridge.
Arara, la bomba!
Hey, he says he's not a bad sailor. Hey, who cares? Kill him.